we welcome you for the first time in the history of this state, in the history of Doyle Éireann, and in the history of Radio Éireann, to a joint session of Seanad Éireann and Doyle Éireann to hear the address of President Kennedy of the United States of America.
It is no wonder that James Joyce described the Atlantic as a bowl of bitter tears. And an earlier poet wrote, "They are going, 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 and we cannot bid them stay." But today, this is no longer the country of hunger and famine that those immigrants left behind. It is not rich, and its progress is not yet complete. But it is, according to statistics, one of the best-fed countries in the world. Nor is it any longer a country of persecution, political or religious. It is a free country, and that is... And that is why any American feels at home. There are those who regard this history of past strife and exile as better forgotten. But to use the phrase of Yeats, let us not casually reduce that great past to a trouble of fools. For we need not feel the bitterness of the past to discover its meaning for the present and the future. And it is the present and the future of Ireland that today holds so much promise to my nation, as well as to yours, and indeed to all mankind. For the Ireland of 1963, one of the youngest of nations and the oldest of civilizations, has discovered that the achievement of nationhood is not an end, but a beginning. In the years since independence, you have undergone a new and peaceful revolution, an economic and industrial revolution, transforming the face of this land while still holding to the old spiritual and cultural values. This revolution is not yet over, nor will it be, I am sure, until a fully modern Irish economy fully shares in world prosperity. But prosperity is not enough. 83 years ago, Henry Grattan, demanding the more independent Irish Parliament that would always bear his name, denounced those who were satisfied merely by new grants of economic opportunity. A country, he said, enlightened as Ireland, chartered as Ireland, armed as Ireland, and injured as Ireland, will not be satisfied with anything less than liberty. And today, I am certain, free Ireland, a full-fledged member of the world community, where some are not yet free, and where some counsel in the acceptance of tyranny, free Ireland will not be satisfied with anything less than liberty.
Though other days may not be so bright as we look towards the future, that the brightest days will continue to be those in which we visited you here in Ireland.
Thank you. Thank you.